a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Have you recently heard or seen the wonderful sights and sounds taking place in the land of the Bible, country of Israel? Well, welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from the studio at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And once again, I'd like to give you an invitation to come out to Brookside Baptist Church, enjoy one of our services Sunday morning, Sunday night, our Wednesday summer activity, which includes a free dinner, which we'd love you have you come and share with us, and so many other wonderful events that are taking place every single week right here at Brookside Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come and visit with us. Well, I just recently returned from being in Israel for 2 weeks, got back about 3 weeks ago after having my forced study tour there. What a wonderful time was had. We traveled from the northern land up by the Syrian and Lebanese border all the way down to the Egyptian border and just had a spectacular time as we traveled the wonderful land of Israel and saw the past, the present situation, and look to the prophetic future and seeing the stage set for so many things that God will fulfill in the future. Well, this morning, let's take a quick trip to Israel together, and I would just love to show you, actually, I'd love to show you in person someday, and you can go to our website at Prophecy Focus Ministries and keep in touch with us, and we'll tell you about our next trip to Israel. But as you go to Israel, some of the outstanding things that are there are just to see what God is doing with the land, the agriculture, the trees that are starting to grow, the fruit that's being produced, the desert that is literally blooming. It's just an amazing thing. As you travel through the desert, and I honestly thought I was seeing a mirage at one point. As I said, I've been to Israel several times since 2009, but I was astounded to see some of the unbelievable changes that have recently taken place. We're driving down south, and we're going through very, very much desert land, the Negev Desert. And I look out, and I'm seeing something that I saw in another area of the previous trips. But I'm seeing, and I thought I had a mirage for a minute, we're in the desert. Remember what grows in the desert? Virtually nothing. It's sandy. It's stark. There's nothing there. It's all one color, just kind of a pale brown, if you will. And here I see off in the distance a bunch of greenery. And as we get closer, I see a massive grove of date palms, huge trees. Many trees, hundreds of them that have been planted and that are growing in great numbers. We traveled a little bit further in the desert, and this was a repeat experience. I saw that several times where the Israeli people have figured out a way to grow these wonderful date palm trees in the Negev Desert and even north of that in other desert areas. What an astounding sight. Well, the Jewish people have come up with something they call drip irrigation. It's basically nothing more than they run hoses, like a black garden-type hose, put holes in the holes, spread them out across where the plant, the seedlings are, and this literally provides enough water to provide the vegetation and to get these trees going. It's amazing what has been done there. That's what's taking place presently. And if you went in that same spot in the past, you wouldn't have seen a whole lot. This is new things that, because of the Israeli ingenuity and their new drip irrigation, which, quite frankly, they're sharing with people around the world, marvelous things that are taking place. But this morning, I want to spend a few minutes and go through what God is going to do in the future. It's amazing what's happening today, the transformation in the land. One more thing about that desert. In May, when we were there, middle of May, we went all the way south, as I said, to the Egyptian border. We happened to hit a heat wave while we were down there, and actually was a record-setting day. I can't remember the exact date, but it was like May 15, 16, something in there. And as we got outside, it was like, wow, you could just feel the heat out there. It's a dry heat, so it's not as uncomfortable as maybe a place with high humidity, but it was still pretty warm. and we hit a high of 117 degrees that particular day. So it was a warm day, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the heat. And again, it wasn't bad because the humidity was low, but it was still extremely warm. But here's the point. The point is that God says he's going to transform that land in the future. Again, our prophetic timeline tells us that the church age in which we live now will end when Jesus raptures or takes his church age home, followed by a 7-year tribulation period. And then the Bible tells us, Zechariah chapter 14, Revelation chapter 19, that Jesus will return and set up his millennial kingdom, his 1,000-year reign on earth, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1 through 7. There's several passages that tell us about what God's going to do with that beautiful land of Israel. Well, let's be honest, not all of it's super beautiful right now, where all the deserts and the sandy areas are, if you will, and the high alkaline content along the Dead Sea shore, but God's going to transform all that. You say, really, how do you know that? Well, because God said so. You say, well, where do you find out what God said? Well, let's turn to the Bible, which is the only book God ever wrote, 66 books that God wrote telling us exactly the past, the present, and the prophetic future. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 35. If you have a Bible, you might even want to look at this. It's just so exciting what God's going to do. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 1 says, "The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God." You know, the Bible here isn't making some allegorical, symbolic comment. It's literally stating that during the time when Jesus returns, that millennial kingdom from Revelation 21 through 6, that God is going to transform the land of Israel, that it'll literally blossom. Well, you say, how can you possibly believe that God's going to transform the land like that? Well, this isn't fulfillment of that prophecy, but just driving through Israel a couple of weeks ago, the transformation that is taking place in the land is phenomenal, but it's nothing compared to what God promises will take place in the future. Isaiah chapter 65 expands on this in verse 21. "They," or the people of Israel, "shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall all the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands." You see, God promised the Jewish people, not only will they have these blossoming fields, not only will they have a tremendous amount of fruits and vegetables and the land blossoming with beauty, but he also promises them peace. You see, that's so important. Having just been in Israel, having just experienced the land, there still is some tension there. We all know that. Unfortunately, if you've been watching the news, there's a bad event that took place in Tel Aviv. Every now and then, a bad event takes place and people get hurt and potentially die, as in the terrorist attack. Well, God promised Israel that one day, no more terrorist attacks. One day, no more pain. One day, no more suffering the land like the Jewish people have been going through in their entire history. Total peace will come to that land. That's what God promised. And by the way, if God promises it, he fulfills it. And we could go through 1,000 prophecies that exist in the Bible. 500 of those prophecies, or close to 500, have already been fulfilled exactly as God said. And 351 of those fulfilled prophecies were specific to the death, burial, and resurrection and ascension of Christ. Others dealt with the kingdoms, the empires that have existed, the Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, many other things that were fulfilled exactly as God said. So if God made those things come true, will he indeed make the land blossom again? Will it become beautiful? Will God fulfill this exactly as he said? Well, you can absolutely guarantee that what God says, he will do. Let me take you for a moment to Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 1. "Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was a water." By the way, let me explain that. There's no temple in Jerusalem right now. In 70 AD, the second temple was destroyed. The Bible tells us in Daniel 9:27 that a third temple will be built during the seven-year tribulation period. He backs that up in Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. That third temple will be built, but that temple will not be a godly temple. It's not God's temple. So when Jesus returns at the end of that seven-year tribulation period, he's going to destroy that third temple. In Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, it tells us that Jesus himself, the branch of God, will build a millennial temple much bigger than any of the three temples that previously existed at that time. So Jesus will indeed have his own temple. So that may make more sense as we read this verse. Ezekiel 47:1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from underneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east, and the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. When I returned there along the bank of the river, there were very many trees. Now here's the catch that really makes sense now. This water flows toward the eastern region, and it goes down in the valley and enters the sea. And we talked about that earlier, about the Dead Sea being transformed by this living water that Jesus will provide from the temple. And when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. Now, what else will take place? In verse 9, there'll be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. You see, when Jesus starts his millennial kingdom, again, after the rapture of the church, after the seven-year tribulation, after the second coming of Jesus Christ, he will set up this 1,000-year millennial kingdom where all of these wonder things will take place on the earth and specifically in the land of Jerusalem. Well, here we are. Do you believe that God can transform the land? Well, let me say that he can transform something much more important than the land, and that's human beings. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it tells us that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let me ask you very tenderly and kindly this morning. If you died right now, do you know where you'd go? You say, well, I'm not 100% sure. Well, you see, the Bible promises that if you trust Jesus as your personal Savior, realizing that you're a sinner, Romans 3:23, realizing that because you sinned, you don't deserve to go to heaven, and there's no way that you could enter heaven, Romans 6:23, but that Jesus Christ came down from heaven, died on the cross for your sins, and that if you'd accept him as your personal Savior, accept that free gift, realizing you have no right to that free gift, you can be saved and go to heaven when you die. You know, one of the great things that accompanies that for all who take Jesus at his word and trust him as Savior, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Every single person who trusts Jesus as their personal Savior becomes a new creation. Old things pass away. God changes lives. Listen, just like God promised to change the land of Israel, just like he promised to regather the Jews to the promised land, the same promises that he gave to the Jewish people is the same promises he gives to transform your life. What will you do with Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.